4. Be creative. I mentioned earlier that some people whisper around the corners that flat design is terrible. It's predictable, it's passé, and it's just a trend that will go away in a matter of months. Well, they have a point. It's easier to create cookie-cutter designs, websites that don't feel special at all. Sure, if you follow the rules, you'll get a decent website, but I believe it's easier to create a mediocre flat design than a mediocre regular design, so to speak. I think people are using this design style in an odd way. They limit their creativity because, oh my goodness, we couldn't possibly add a subtle pattern to the background now, could we? That's not in the rules. The rules, that's not flat. You know what? Who the hell cares? You have to be creative. You have to design something amazing, something that people will love. It doesn't matter what label you put on it. If it looks great, then it doesn't matter if it's parallax, minimalistic, theme-based, flat, Web 2.0, corporate, grunge, or whatever. The so-called rules are there so beginners can have a guideline, so they can color between the lines and still get a decent result. If you want to be remarkable, you'll have to master the basics, build yourself a solid foundation, and then throw the rules out of the window. So to sum up this point, be creative. Don't let certain rules limit your designing. Don't create a hodgepodge of styles either, but when in doubt, see what the entire design looks like as a whole.